business should grow because you have more business than you can handle. Grow at all costs, and that's a much stronger business when you let it come.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Founder and CEO Harold Setian is passionate about excellence. Nothing gives him more satisfaction than to give someone an opportunity and see them soar. In this episode, Harold shared how he and his team sold 350 homes each year and how you can implement these strategies in your business.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is the real estate show designed to help top producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time for seasoned agents to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Today, I'm really excited that Mr. Harold Setian is joining us from Greenville, South Carolina. Welcome, Harold.
Thanks, man. Good to be here.
How you doing?
I'm good. I actually just got back from a five-week vacation.
Five-week vacation. All right. Well, I want to hear about that in a second. Let me tell people who you are. So Harold is a very successful real estate agent in the South Carolina area, and you have just an incredible team, and you sell about 400 homes a year. You've done that for the last 3 years, and I know that you have ambitions to increase that, and that's a little bit about who you are.
Yeah.
All right. And so one last thing. I had a friend of mine the other day who was asking, he's like, hey, Dan, why are you interviewing these people? And the reason why we're interviewing people that such as Harold is because we want to be able to provide to the agent community lessons learned and a model for success for you to succeed in real estate sales business, and to do so from the very best talent across the country. So Harold, so welcome. Welcome back from vacation.
Thanks, man.
5 weeks, huh?
5 weeks. It was great.
Where'd you go?
We were in Armenia for 3.5 weeks, and then we spent 2 weeks in France.
Okay. So Armenia and France. Where in France?
So 1 week in Paris and 1 week in Lyon. It was at the same time as the Women's World Cup. So we got to catch the last four games of the U.S. women's national team as they won the World Cup and kicked butt all over France.
That's awesome, man. Something that I want to pull out, something that I recognized while you were traveling, preparing for this interview, I emailed you and I got the very best response that I think I've ever seen in my life. Can you tell us what that response that I received was?
It was basically, look, on my way on a, I called it a sabbatical because I had just been in the business for 10 years and had never really taken a long vacation. We take two-week vacations every year, but not anything longer than that. And I needed to get away, man, and just be with my family and do something memorable. So the response was, I'm away on sabbatical. Any email that comes to this inbox will be deleted and I won't see it. So if you need something, here, email Kayla or April. And then I came back to an empty inbox. It was great.
That's worth the time already. Thank you for sharing that.
It was great. You know, as a Michael Hyatt is a blogger I follow, and it's something he wrote about years ago. And I was just like, I've used it now 3 or 4 times. So, I mean, it's just been fantastic. I don't have any emails to deal with when I get back. I just get back and getting back in the saddle. And in fact, it's kind of nice because I usually have more in my inbox before I leave. And then when I get back, of course, all the ones that came in are gone. And then all the other ones, I'm like, you know what? They lived a month and a half without me in this case. I'm just archive all those and start fresh from zero. So it was great.
That's cool, man. That's cool. And you had a couple of resources there to take care of business so that you weren't leaving your client slot. You know, so you created and you designed opportunity to take 5 weeks to spend with your family.
Yes. It was awesome. Yeah, we have a great crew here. And obviously I couldn't do that unless I had full confidence that anything that needed to be handled would be handled.
Got it. Got it. So Harold, so tell us a little bit about your journey. So you got licensed 10 years ago, thereabouts?
May of 2009 is when I started. You know, my sales career started in college. I think it helps a little bit to talk about that. I was a freshman at a school not far from where I'm sitting right now and overheard a young lady talking to a guy from my hall about a summer internship where she had made $14,000. And I just had one question. Is it legal? come to find out, she worked this sales internship for this publishing company where you would sell educational books door to door during the summertime. And, you know, it sounded crazy, but they had a system and they had a model and scripts you could follow. And they said, if you'll just follow our model and our system, the average student that does that makes $8,000 in the summer. And I said, well, I'm better than average, so I should do better than 8,000. Sure enough, I did. I made 10 grand that first summer and kind of got addicted to sales and making money by commission. Long story short, after I graduated from college, I moved to Chicago for a year and worked in the finance industry up there. I actually got fired from my first job out up
there. Congratulations.
Thank you. I've actually been fired or kicked out of like five different things in my adult life. So it turns out I'm really unemployable. So after Chicago, I went back to that company, and from 2002 to 2008, I was a sales manager and recruiter. So I would recruit college students from four campuses in South Carolina. I would train them, then I would go out with them during the summer. I would sell, they would sell, and obviously I made commission on my sales and made commission on how well the organization did, kind of like we do now. So that was great background. And in 2008, I stepped away from that business. It was time for a change. And in 2009, I took a little bit of time off and looked at several different fields. And in 2009, I'd already looked at residential real estate as a potential option. My dad had sold real estate in Worcester, Massachusetts back when I was a kid. He didn't do super well, but he had done it, so I was exposed. I remember watching Tony Robbins in his training room on a VHS on the TV while he flipped through the MLS book with his clients.
That is old school.
Old school. And then my father-in-law also actually had a very successful real estate career in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I had already bought some of my first investment properties, so I was already kind of attracted to the potential for having access to more real investment properties because of real estate. So when a friend of mine from college messaged me one day and said, hey, our team has more leads than it can handle. Do you know anyone wanting to go into real estate? I said, you know, I've been thinking about it. Let's talk. Now, mind you, this is like April 2009. You know, what's the market doing right now?
At the bottom.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that. I knew the stock market wasn't doing good. I knew we were in kind of a recession, but I didn't realize how bad it was in real estate. And I said, yeah, I'll take you up on that. And I jumped in. And those first 12 months from May of 2009 to May of 2010, I sold 33 homes as a buyer agent on a team. And everyone was blown away. And I just kind of thought, you know, this is kind of easy, frankly. Because you got to understand, well, my previous career was, you know, go knock on a door. They come to the door. Do they know me? No. Have they heard of my company? No. Have they ever heard of our products? No. And then all of a sudden, there's this Middle Eastern looking guy standing on their front doorstep wanting to get in, you know? And then I got on the team and they were like, okay, this is the money phone. When this rings, this is someone calling on one of our listings. I was like, what? They call us? That's fantastic. And then he said, when it buzzes, that's a lead on our website. And you go on there and you can call. I was like, they put their number in and their email and I can call. Like, they're getting in touch with us. That's fantastic. Then it was just a matter of lead follow-up. And that went really well. So that was the beginning.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques, and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution, and you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com, and I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
So how long did you stay on the team for?
So I was on the team for 14 months.
And how many homes?
33 in the first 12 months. And then
a few more after that.
Yeah, a few more after that. And I was never someone who wanted to start my own team. That just seemed like if I could be on a team where I could hit my goals within that structure.
So what caused you to do that?
So actually, I walked into a meeting that I thought was going to be the meeting where I was signing an agreement to become the sales manager for the company. When I walked in that meeting, and it was the meeting where I was told that we were no longer a fit. And so I was no longer part of the team.
Okay.
And now I was a solo agent, not really knowing anything about how to take a listing or any of the back end, and had to kind of learn that stuff and go. And that fall was really tough because every lead I was working with was from the team. So the team still got paid, but I didn't have the new lead flow. So I didn't have new leads. So I actually closed very little business, and it was a struggle. And I remember this Thanksgiving of 2010, I looked at our finances, and because of some debt I had brought in to my real estate career with me, basically, long story short, we were in $50,000 of consumer debt. So credit cards, student loans, et cetera. And I just looked at my wife and I said, you know, by God's grace, by God's help, whatever I got to do, I'm going to get us out of this. If I have to work 90, 100 hours a week, I'm going to get us out of this. So the next 12 months from January, or basically all of 2011, I just busted my butt. We sold 36 homes and got out of debt, paid all that down. By that time, we had two little girls. And in 2011, I went to a national Keller Williams event where my eyes were opened to what people around the country were doing. And the top teams in our area at that time were selling about 250 homes a year. And I saw people my age selling 600, 700, 800 homes a year. And I just said, wow.
Were you solo at that time? Did you have an assistant, anything?
I had a part-time assistant.
Okay.
And I just was blown away by what other people were able to do. And I said, let's try that. Why don't we do that? So, you know, 2012, I went to my first major Keller Williams convention. My eyes were opened even more. And I started hearing about classes about hire. And I knew I needed to hire because my business was already growing. I was already beginning to have more business than I could handle. And that was 2000. So beginning of 2012, I hired my first full-time assistant. And then mid-year that year, I hired two buyer's agents. I wouldn't do that again.
Why not?
First thing I would have done is I would have hired my first assistant was not the person that could build a department. I didn't realize how important that would be until way later. And it frankly hurt our company a lot that we didn't have the right talent in that position. And then the second hire is always supposed to be not a salesperson, but another administrative person.
Yeah.
And it's not my hire, it's their hire. I didn't do that. It's actually caused a lot of pain in our organization that we still feel things that weren't in place because I'm a sales guy. I know how to grow sales. So we grew sales on, frankly, a shoddy infrastructure, which eventually led from, you know, selling 50 homes a year in 2012 to 478 in 2017.
That was the most you've sold?
478 in 2017 is the most we've sold. But, you know, that train was running really fast on a loose track. And so we've restructured a lot of things the last 2 years and are much better shape now, but it's not as many units. And we're addressing some of the things we never addressed in our fast growth season of, you know, we went from 50 houses to 124 to 185 to 258, 412, 478. And then last year we sold 360. We'll do about 360 again this year.
Okay.
Interestingly, our price per unit has gone up tremendously. So our volume is much better. But yeah.
And you took 5 weeks off.
And I took 5 weeks off. And
like completely off.
Completely off. No contact. Didn't take my cell phone. Didn't look at my, I was locked out of email, Facebook, none of that.
That's cool. So what have you learned? Like if you were to share with me, and I know that you have many lessons that you've learned along the way.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you, share with me something that you've learned on your journey?
So there's so many. One big picture one was, you know, I don't know that I was right or wrong, but now that I look back, I can identify the values that I held as a young agent. And I valued my first 10 years in this business. I really valued growth and recognition. And so grow at all costs, not paying attention to profit. We weren't unprofitable, but never was like a focus point. And then recognition, of course, that growth led to lots of recognition, which is great. I mean, that led to a lot of opportunity. The thing that I've learned is that at different points in your career, in your life, your values change. And I think that's happened for me over the last 2 years in that I value my time and freedom and profitability now way more than I did then. And I think, you know, I haven't really thought through this, but there may have been some value to being more introspective about what I was after those years, because there's probably some things I would have done differently. Had I been more focused on profitability, we probably wouldn't have grown as fast, but I probably would have retained much more of our growth that we did have. You know, that's been one really interesting conversation or thought process for me as I reflect.
Or besides focusing on the profitability And I get that. Or if you want to expand on that, that's great. But you said if I would have had different values or if I would have been more introspective, I would have maybe done things differently. What specifically would you have done differently?
Well, frankly, if you're following the model that is in the Millionaire Real Estate Agent book, the MREA book, that is a really good model. You know, the one thing I mentioned is that I didn't hire capacity, talent, someone that could lead the operations side. So I wouldn't have moved on from that hire. Like I would have hired and fired as many times as I needed to until I had that right key first person in place that I could grow with. So I would have done that differently. Secondly, I wasn't listing focused. I didn't really understand how powerful and how important listings were. So we got really off balance. That year we sold 478 homes. 75% of those were buyers.
Wow.
Which leads to a lot of people on your team to service all those.
Yeah. How many agents did you have around that time?
12 or 13.
Okay. And what about your staff in addition to the agents?
Another 15, 16.
Got it. Okay.
Between ISAs and administrative staff and then leadership/management.
Sure. Inside sales agents. Okay. Got it.
We never really became what I would consider a listing strong business. I would rather have 75% listings close and 25% buyers. It's going to be 75-25. I'd rather it be the other
way. Sure.
But so those are two things I would have done differently. And then the other thing is, and Gary's told us this many times, I'm in his private mastermind. Sometimes we try to force the growth of our business. And really the business should grow because you have more business than you can handle, not because you go out and buy leads. The growth of the business should come organically. And I was forcing the business to grow rather than letting it come. And that's a much stronger business when you let it come.
Got it. So you would have been more organic. You would have focused more on your profit. You would have focused more on your organizational talent and more on listings and gotten capacity talent instead of cul-de-sac talent.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
You already know 87% of all real estate agents fail in this business. And you also know it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income, I invite for you to get your free copy of Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. And you can do so when you visit www.therealestateevolution.com. I'll share with you your book that I authored to show you the way. And it's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. Thanks.
How do you define success?
I'm going to tell you something that I think it's a shifting definition. I used to be able to give a really good one-word answer to stuff like that. And I think as you grow and throughout your life, the answer changes over time. So was the last 10 years for me successful? I would say that it was. So getting our family on good financial footing was really important. And we're there. You know, something could happen to me today and my family's taken care of. And we've got enough passive income coming in that even if this business shut down, we're good. So that was successful. Yet moving forward, the biggest thing to me is time. And my kids are at an age now where, not that it wasn't so when they were smaller, but a couple of years ago, every year I take a personal retreat and just think about the following year and what's important to me the following year. And I even look out further than that. So I was doing kind of a 10-year, where do I want to be, 2027, 2028. And one thing that as I marinated and was just sitting there and reflecting, as I thought about my relationship with my wife and my relationship with my kids, the words decade of presence came to mind. And I just wrote down decade of presence. So the next 10 years for me, success has a lot to do with how present and intentional I am with my wife and my children, not to neglect in my business, because these are important people too. But coming from someone who was poor and just didn't have a lot of stability growing up, like my early years of being married and being a dad, like that was my major drive is for me, success was I'm going to give my wife and my kids the stability that we didn't have. But now we've got that. So it's shifted for me. And now it's like, okay, the other thing that I didn't have and my wife didn't have is a present spouse and a present dad. And so now that's for me. So I feel like I talked a lot on that point, but that's, I think at different seasons and stages in life, I think things change.
I love that. You gave me chills when you talked about a decade of presence. You mentioned passive income in there. And I know when we were talking earlier today, you mentioned about various passive income. Tell us more about that if you could.
Yeah, so with Keller Williams, we have something called Profit Share, and I've been able to grow that, and that's been about, you know, it's turned into about a $2,000 a month income stream. I'm also an owner in a couple of market centers, an investor in a couple of market centers. That also creates cash. And the biggest chunk is rental properties. We've got 10 properties, and it has just been, I bought my first one in 2004. And so, and I've been acquiring more lately. I think I've added 3 or 4 in the last 2 years.
What's your strategy around that?
You know, it could be tighter. It's not as tight as I'd like it to be. But frankly, when there's deals that happen in our real estate business, and my team knows that I'm looking. So now it's just a matter of when something comes up, I'm just letting people know. And I'm going to start letting people in our market center know, hey, I'm ready to deploy capital. If you've got something, throw it my way. So that's, you know, the last few years, it's just been that. I had a little spurt in 2013 where I bought several properties. And man, those things have just grown and returned like crazy. They're in good locations. So they're, some of them have doubled in value. And they're cash flowing, and it's just been fantastic.
That's fantastic. So tell me about your team today. What's your organization look like?
So there's 5 of us in management. I don't know if you ever read the book Rocket Fuel or seen it. There's a sister book called Traction. We really follow that system that's in Traction. So I'm considered a visionary. If you read the description of visionary, that is me. Then we have an integrator who, you know, another way to think about this person is a general manager. Or a managing director, and she is, her name's Kayla. And then she's got 4 people that answer to her that run different departments. So outside sales and marketing is run by Catherine. And then we have an inside sales lead, and then a care team lead, and then we have a finance lead. So care team is what you would think about as operations inside of real estate, but these are client-facing operations. So transaction coordinator, listing manager, that's that department. Then kind of back end, back of the house, non-client is the finance department. And that's just really one person. And she's got a few outsourced vendors that answer to her that hand her, you know, bookkeeping, payroll, that kind of stuff. And then we've got 5 ISAs. We have 3 buyer's agents and 1 showing agent. So it's kind of like 4 buyer's agents. We're in the process of hiring several more. And we've got 2 listing specialists. And then front desk, runner, 2 transaction coordinators, a marketing assistant, photographer / stager. I think I got everybody.
Do you go on appointments?
No.
When was the last appointment you went on?
I mean, I've taken like 3 listings in the last 5 years. No, wow. In the last 4.5 years. I don't know if that's good or bad. I kind of miss it sometimes.
Yeah. How do you spend your day?
Well, you know, for 2 years, it was launched in the market center.
Yeah.
Now it's talent attraction. And then it's when I left the business to launch the market center, when I came back to the business, it was clear that a reconstruction was necessary. So the last, really the last 1.5, 2 years was that. Okay. And I feel like we just had a record quarter that we had the highest profits in Q2 that we've had since market center was launched and the whole reconstruction happened. So we really feel like we're back on decent footing. And so now I actually, it's funny you asked that. It's something that I'm thinking about, like what will my days look like moving forward now that we've rebuilt the infrastructure, things are ready to start growing again.
Yeah, so you've got the stability, you have the foundation, and you have the time. That's what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, is it growth? Is it investments? Is it, we'll see.
So if I'm a real estate agent, I'm watching this right now, and I was interested in opportunity with you and your organization. Tell me a little bit about that if you could.
I mean, we're really looking for people who are aligned with our mission. And our mission is to reintegrate what shouldn't be separate. Most people see their faith and their work as 2 separate things. Frankly, it's not the way it's supposed to be. So we're really looking for people who are passionate about that mission that would love to just work out their faith in how they work every day. So we read scripture with each other. We pray with each other. And we really just think about what does it look like to live everything I hear on Sunday and live it out in my business. So our vision is that by 2028, will be a top 5 expansion team in Keller Williams. In order to be in the top 5 based on last 5 years' trends and extrapolating those out for the next 10 years, we would need to do $100 million in revenue in 2028. Comparison, we'll do about $2.5 million this year. So we need to grow 50 times in the next 9 years now. It used to be a 10-year goal, now it's a 9-year goal. So what we found is that there's a 4-hour radius around Greenville, South Carolina, that includes metros like Raleigh-Durham, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Charlotte, Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Atlanta, Birmingham, Knoxville, Tri-Cities, Chattanooga, Asheville, Columbia, South Carolina. In that circle, there's 26 million people in the MSAs represented. So that's not even including all the countryside between the MSAs. So we feel like we can do 100 million right there in driving distance from Greenville. And that's what we're looking for, is leaders, people who want to grow into the leaders to help build that out.
So if I was interested, how do I get in touch with you?
So our website is theharogroup.com. And there's a careers link there, and you can go to that, and that'll take you to our careers page. Or you can email me, which is Haro, H-A-R-O, at theharogroup.com.
Haro, thanks so much, man. I want to do this again if you're willing, because I would love to spend the next 4 hours talking to you. I just love learning from you and everything that you're sharing. And Haro, thank you so much, and I wish you much success, and let me know how I can help you.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you, man.
All right, man. Take care.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for a membership at the Consistent and Predictable Income Community on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
Hey, I just had the best 45 minutes interviewing Dan Rochon. He's from Virginia, right outside the D.C. area. He's been in a stable market for a long time.
Within 18 months, he'd created so much success where he was actually able to buy the brokerage as a real estate agent.
Dan is a leader of vision, focus, and passion. His enthusiasm is truly infectious.
He just came out with a book for real estate agents to kind of help people pivot. We went through and talked about how to succeed in adversity, some of his big traits out there.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next week's show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free, and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters, just like you, so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.
If you're a real estate agent and you're located outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and you have a client that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, consider to refer to me. I promise that when you do so, we'll treat them like gold, update you throughout the process, and most importantly, we'll make you look good. And we'll pay you a nice referral fee. If you're a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. area, and you're seeking certainty and predictability in your business, contact me now. I'd love to be able to set up a conversation to show you how we can help you to close transactions every single month of the year. Just imagine January, February, March, April, May, every month of the year that you have income coming into your pocket to help you and your family. Hit me up on social media or email me, Dan@greetingsvirginia.com. Love to set up a time to chat.